Oh, hello there. I hope you're sitting on your throne in your castle right now, or what others refer to as the toilet in your house, as you listen to this podcast about the total home experience, where we discuss how to make every home more easy, effortless, and enjoyable to live in. I'm JP Taxman, founder of Relief Key, and will be the voice in your head for the next 10 minutes to an hour. Let's get after it, shall we?
Welcome to the total home experience.
I finally figured it out. Finally. At least I think. Last night I was up till 12:30, which is my normal bedtime. But I was up working on a Zapier integration. For those of you that don't know what Zapier is, it's a way to automate tasks and connects different softwares. Like what I want is Google Calendar and Gmail. So basically, what I'm trying to do, or what I've been trying to do, is figure out how to print out my task list every day so that it's ready to go. I found that for me, I like a tactile task list. It helps me like just feel the productivity happening. It makes me feel more complete when I cross something off on a piece of paper as opposed to like checking a box on a computer screen. But what I've also found is just writing them down on a piece of paper, I'll leave that paper sometimes at home when I like go to work at a coffee shop, and then I don't have my tasks and I have to like try to pull from memory what I needed to do, and that's always a terrible thing for me. So I need a way for it to be in the computer but also with me. I need a way for it to be in the computer but also on paper. And what I've found to be the best case is to set up an automation where I write out all my tasks for the week on Sunday. I put them in the computer, and then what I was doing is I would fill out a form. I'd copy the tasks, put them in a form, and then it automatically print on my printer so that the next morning I could just grab it, fold up the paper in this cool way that I do that kind of props up the tasks so it's not just a flat piece of paper on the ground, and then I'm good to go. However, what happens is I don't fill that form out at night, so then the tasks aren't printed in the morning, and then I'm not productive. And I mean, not that I'm not productive, but I'm not knocking out the tasks that I need to be focusing on and knocking out. What I figured out last night was that I've been setting this up completely wrong, and I overcomplicated it a little bit because I thought I wanted all my tasks in Notion, which I do like them there, but I really don't have to be, and I can really just simplify this system and just put all my tasks into Google Calendar as an event, then connect that to Gmail, and then have that print to my printer, which I bought this printer specifically because you can do email printing, which is really great. You set up your own kind of email for it, and then it just, well, you can print from anywhere, which is really nice, especially like with receipts. If I'm just got a email receipt and I'm somewhere else, I can just print that out, and then I like to have all my paper receipts ready to go so I can file them away, and they're not just lost in my computer. So simplifying this is going to be great, because now what I'm able to do, instead of every night having to remember or to stick to the habit of filling out the form and copying and paste it and having it do that whole thing, I set it up so that 15 minutes before the event starts, which is what Zapier makes you do, but it doesn't matter because it just has to be ready in the morning. It just automatically prints every day. So then I just wake up and pull it off the paper off of the printer, and I'm on with my day, and there's nothing for me to remember to do. It's just done. And I do it every Sunday. As long as I've put my tasks in, that it will print out every single day. And I'm really excited about this. The only stipulation, because I set it up last night and I printed it out today, and I was all excited. I'm like, oh, it's going to be good to go. And then the formatting's incorrect. And now that's another thing I have to troubleshoot, is it came out in HTML text. So it's like, one, write emails, caret, br, caret, two, publish emails, caret, br, caret. So it's like that formatting, and it's not, they're not stacked like they are in the description on Google Calendar, which is a little frustrating. And I'll figure it out. Again, I might have to do some things where I connect to other stuff, or I just got to live with it like this and just accept that it will automatically print every day, and that just to be a stipulation that I have to deal with, which isn't fine, but it's a compromise I'm willing to make because this system will actually work now. It'll print out and I won't have to think about it, and it'll help me be more productive. And that's, at the end of the day, what I want to be is productive, moving forward and not slacking. But that's what it takes to get a system fully optimized, is it takes a lot of iterating and changing. And I mean, I've been working on this system for, man, 2 or 3 years now. I've been trying to get tuned in and right. And sometimes you don't realize the ideal solution until you're kind of forced to make a change. And I was forced to do that today or last night. And I was forced to do it because I haven't been sticking with printing this out every night. I'm like, this isn't working. It needs to be automatically done. And I was like, how do I figure that out? There's got to be a way to do it. And so I went through troubleshooting it and eventually figured it out. But those are the kind of systems that I want to help you with and help you get those ironed out so that your day is flawless and easy and it just works, so you can focus on the work that's really important and really essential to you, or spend the time with the people that you want to spend time with and not have to be doing other things and distracted from them. Other than that, subscribe to the podcast. Helps me get it going. And I hope you enjoy them. Go to the website, www.reliefkey.co. I just redesigned the whole thing, so check it out. Give me your feedback. You can also get all the podcasts there. Put all those on there. I'm pretty excited about that. One of the real reasons I'm really excited about it is I'm getting to use them now for SEO purposes, which is very nice. So that's added content that I don't have to create more of. But I also have blogs on there that are pretty good. I release one of those every week. And you can always subscribe to the newsletter, which is a really fun and interesting newsletter. I'll let you go experiment and find out why. And other than that, I'll see you tomorrow.